This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government today gave not to increase the minimum support prices MSP for Rabi crops for marketing season 2025-26. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav briefed media about the cabinet decisions taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. He said government has increased the MSP of Rabi crops to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce. Mr. Vaishnav said the government also approved construction of Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay multi-tracking project, including a new rail-cum-road bridge across Ganga River in Uttar Pradesh. The minister said this project will ease connectivity, minimize logistics cost, reduce oil imports and lower carbon dioxide emissions. The project will generate direct employment. He said the project cost will be 2,642 crore rupees and will be completed in 4 years. The Union Cabinet approved 3% increase in DNS allowance, DA, for central government employees and DNS relief, DR, for pensioners. Mr. Vaishnav said increase in DA and DR will benefit over 49 lakh central government employees and over 64 lakh pensioners. Senior BJP leader Naib Singh will take oath as the Chief Minister of Haryana tomorrow. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Shalimar Ground in Panchkula. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. Early in the day, Mr. Singh met Governor Bandaru Dattatreya after being elected as the leader of the Legislative Party and staked claim to form the government in the state. Mr. Naib Singh, after being elected as the leader of the Legislative Party, said that the result of the recruitment examination of 24,000 youth will be declared tomorrow. He said that providing employment to the youth is the priority of his government. The Central Election Committee meeting of BJP is underway at party headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President JP Nadda and other senior party leaders are attending the meeting. The meeting is being held to finalise the name of the candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls. The Election Commission today organized a briefing for general police and expenditure observers to be deployed in Jharkhand, Maharashtra and the constituencies where by-elections have been announced. Over 625 senior officers drawn from IAS, IPS as well as officers from Indian Revenue Service and few other central services attended the briefing meeting in New Delhi. Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar urged observers to focus on various aspects for the smooth conduct of the elections, including processes, infrastructure and perception. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has termed the meeting of the SCO Council of Heads of Government held in Islamabad today as productive. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said 8 outcome documents were signed on the occasion. He highlighted that India made a positive and constructive contribution to the deliberations. The External Affairs Minister stated that there were 8 key takeaways from the Indian perspective, including developing a dialogue on the idea of one earth, one family, one future. He cited DPI and digital inclusion becoming part of the SCO cooperation framework and SCO taking inspiration from Mission Life to achieve UN Sustainable Development Goals as some of the takeaways. Dr. Jaishankar also extended India's best wishes to Russia as it takes over the SCO-CHG presidency. In Nigeria, at least 94 people were killed and 50 injured after a fuel tanker exploded. The incident occurred in northern Jigawa state last night. Local media reported that many of the victims had approached the crashed tanker and were attempting to collect fuel spilled on the road. The fuel tanker was coming from Kano and heading to Guru in Yobe state when the driver lost control of the vehicle. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his statue in Geneva, saying that he is an emblematic symbol of peace and non-violence. Mr. Birla is leading an Indian parliamentary delegation to the 149th Inter-Parliamentary Union in Geneva. In cricket, opening day of the first test between India and New Zealand was completely washed out at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Day 2 is expected to have an early start with the toss tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.